Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the New in Real Estate Podcast. Today, I want to talk about self-doubt. Now, the reason that I want to talk about this is because more and more, I'm seeing a lot of newer agents feeling like they are struggling in the beginning, and they're almost wanting to give up. Not just that, but they have so much potential in them, but their mindset is just not in the right place that is causing them to sabotage themselves and almost make themselves get out of this business. Now, if you are brand new, or even if you have been in this business for a long time, I can tell you personally from my experience that I have felt like that. There have been many times, especially in the beginning, where I felt that I was putting in so much work and I was not seeing the results. You know, I was making so many calls every single day. I was going out door knocking. I was getting leads and making contacts and putting people into a system. But at the end of the day, I wasn't really setting any appointments and I wasn't coming across anyone that was actually motivated to either buy or sell within like a 30-day time frame. And you know how that felt? That felt horrible because I wanted to give up. And maybe you are listening to this and that's exactly how you feel right now. Maybe you got your license this year in the beginning of the year thinking that, you know, this is going to be my year. 2020 is going to be the year that I'm going to kill it in real estate. And then in March, the pandemic came and it probably threw you off guard. And now all of your goals and your dreams and aspirations for what you wanted to do this year kind of like fizzled out. Maybe you lost interest in what you wanted to do, or maybe you initially told yourself, you know what, I'm going to continue doing what I'm supposed to be doing in real estate. And then over time, that kind of started to die down. Maybe you weren't getting as many leads or making as many contacts because there might have been a certain fear coming into your mind of, well, you know, the pandemic is going on. Coronavirus is a big thing. What if I'm bothering people by making calls and reaching out to them? What if people think that I'm just money hungry? Perhaps you have thought of all of these things. At one point, I thought of those too. And, you know, the point that I want to make sure that gets across in this episode today is that a lot of the things that you are going through as a new real estate agent are things that I have gone through, and they are things that other top producers have gone through. No one was born with the skill of just picking up the phone and making cold calls and closing everyone and handling every objection handler so perfectly that people on the other end are just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to sign. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of self-discipline and commitment so that you can stay focused and know that if you're putting in the work and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, eventually you are going to start to see the results. For me, back when I got my license, and this was in 2015, I remember a certain time where it was about 6 months and I hadn't done anything. I was making, it felt like hundreds of calls every day, and I was getting very good. I was practicing and role-playing also every single day. But back then, in that 6 month mark, what I found myself doing is that I was focusing on the negative. I was focusing on the fact that I hadn't done any deals, when in fact, the thing that I should have been focusing on was the fact that I was getting so much better with my communication, with my objection handlers, with my listening to people to see if they were actually motivated to either buy or sell. I was calling a lot of for sale by owners and expireds, and these are the type of leads that a lot of agents absolutely hate going after. So maybe that's you right now. Are you focusing on the wrong thing instead of focusing on all of the improvements that you have done? As you may or may not know, I am a certified mentor with eXp Realty, which is my brokerage. So I have the awesome privilege of being able to mentor quite a few new real estate agents. Now, I have weekly calls with them, and I can tell you over time, ever since the summer around June, July, which is when I actually became a mentor, I have seen these agents make huge transformations. In the beginning, the phase of a brand new real estate agent is that they are super excited to get into the business. They are already planning out what car they want to buy, what vacations they want to take. They already know what they're going to do with their money. And that might be you right now. I know that that was me. I know that when I decided to get into real estate and I saw all of the different opportunities that being an agent in this business would bring to me, I knew that if I made a lot of money, I would be living a great lifestyle and also my family would be very well taken care of. So if you're planning that, or maybe you plan that already, this is the very first phase of a new real estate agent. But then you know what? Reality kicks in. Now you know that you have to make the calls, you have to prospect, you have to generate leads every single day. You have to talk to strangers and talk to people and handle objections. And this is the point, I call this the second phase, where you kind of start getting anxious. Like, oh my gosh, I'm making all these calls, but I'm not really seeing any results. Why is no one wanting to buy or sell with me? I need to make a deal happen. And this is a feeling that a lot of us don't like, and we have probably all been there. So going back to me and my experience in those 6 months of putting in so much work and then focusing on the negative, once I took a step back and actually realized that I was focusing on the wrong thing, and I changed my mindset to think and to focus on the positive things and what I have improved on, I'm not kidding you, it was within like 2 or 3 weeks that I started to convert some of the leads that I have been putting in my database. So that might start happening to you if you start focusing on the positive. Many of us, especially when we're new, we're thinking that it might take maybe a week or maybe a month before we actually get our first deal. And for some, it might take up to a year before they get a deal together. So you have to stay focused. Being focused, being determined and disciplined with your time is going to help you get to that goal of closing a deal sooner rather than going so much time without getting anything to the point that you get so discouraged and it makes you actually want to leave the business. This is a sad reality that we see all the time. A lot of agents come in with a certain expectation, but the reality of being an agent is so much harder that they just can't hang. In our team out here, we have seen people come and go because you know what? You just can't hang. If you are not putting in the work, or if you're not seeing the results, or you're focusing on the wrong thing, or maybe you are getting in your own way, this is going to stop you from actually being able to, you know, get to that next level of being that great agent that I know that you can be. In previous episodes, I have talked about how important it is to surround yourself with people that are very like-minded and have the same type of goals and aspirations as you. So when you are going through these phases that I'm mentioning, the very first phase of being new, then the phase of being anxious, then the phase of almost feeling like you want to quit and get out of the business, what's really going to help you stay focused and stay in this business is who you're surrounding yourself with. Who are you talking to? Are they supporting you? Are they motivating you? Because if not, these people are probably going to start telling you things like, maybe you should just get a real job. Or when are you gonna make your first deal? They're gonna question you and why you're even in this business. And you do not wanna feel or be put in a position like that ever. Cause I can tell you it's awkward and it makes you have self-doubt and think that you might not be good enough. When in reality, they have no idea what it takes to be a real estate agent. You have to be careful who you are taking advice from. You can't be taking real estate advice from someone that has never picked up a phone to cold call for real estate or that is not even a real estate agent. You have to be very cautious who you're listening to. Because if you're listening to the wrong people that are influencing you to make the wrong decisions or maybe even causing you to doubt yourself, then those are not the people that you want in your life. Obviously, you got into real estate because you knew that this was going to be life-changing and you were going to do whatever it took to make sure that you succeeded. And you know what? Now that I mentioned this, I do want to bring something up, and that is regarding cold calling and the fear of making calls. Like I mentioned in the last episode, I, growing up, was like an introvert or a shy person, and cold calling, speaking in public, that was something that back then, if you would have told me, oh yeah, in 10 years from now, you're going to be doing YouTube videos and a podcast, I would have said, you know what? You're crazy. That's the last thing that I'm going to do, because that, oh my gosh, people are just going to make fun of me and they're going to judge me and blah, 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 blah. You guys know what I'm talking about. But you know what? When I got into real estate, I knew that I had to make these calls to strangers and I had to knock on doors, because when someone would tell me yes, that meant that I was getting a minimum of a $10,000 paycheck. And I knew that if I worked at a regular job, I was not going to be making that type of money. I knew that eventually, if I did want to make a lot of money, I would have to go back to school and get my master's, which I did. And I ended up dropping out of once I knew I wanted to pursue real estate. And I would just have to continue going to school and get more degrees. And eventually, maybe I would get like a senior level position to make six figures. But who knows when that would have been. And you know what? Last year, I made over six figures. And you know what? The crazy thing is that last year, I didn't really even work. I worked half of the year pretty much. And that's because, you know, my dad got sick. Unfortunately, he did pass away. But if it wasn't for me being in this business, I wouldn't have been able to spend every single day with him until he took his last breath. And I know that he would be so proud of me for everything that I have accomplished until now. And, you know, even though I was not physically at the office or making calls or prospecting, I had already built my business from the previous years that people were reaching out to me. And luckily, I had a great team that was always there to handle any deals that I couldn't handle at that time. But because I knew the 3 or 4 years prior to that, that I had to make the calls and put in the work, even though if I didn't want to, it would get me to that point where I was last year, that if I needed to be with my family, it wouldn't interfere with my business. Then that was something that I was going to have to do in the beginning. Put myself in a position where I would have to get out of my comfort zone and know that I would have to push through certain difficult situations to make me better. So I hope that with this episode and you listening, I hope that I have shared at least some inspiration for you to know that you just have to stay focused. Stay focused and know that it's not going to be easy. It might take longer than you think. But once you actually start seeing the result, it's going to be so exciting. Once you start writing up offers or getting a listing agreement signed and you close a deal, then you're going to know, you know what, every single phone call that I made, every person that rejected me, it was all worth it because I got my first deal. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoy this episode, make sure that you give it a like if you're watching on YouTube. And also make sure that you subscribe wherever it is that you're listening to. And I'll see you on the next one.